Here's some breaking news from the Jewish world for all of you politically incorrect connoisseurs. In Mississippi, the Jewish-led Southern Poverty Law Center is demanding the town of Shannon to drop their ban on the opening of a LGBT bar or face a federal lawsuit. With the arrogance that only Jews can muster, the SPLC condemned the town leaders for questioning the lesbian petitioner of the bar, Pat Newton, how she could call herself a Christian, given her deviant sexual behavior. Are Christ-hating Jews now the arbiters of what's Christian and what's not? Next thing we know, the Jewish sharks at the SPLC will be filing lawsuits against Christian pastors for not endorsing same-sex so-called marriages. In Great Britain, Prime Minister David Cameron paid tribute to Chief Rabbi Jonathan Sacks at the rabbi's retirement ceremony, not only calling Sacks my rabbi, but unwittingly, for it's politically true, designating Sacks the leader of all UK citizens. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
On behalf of the whole country, I want to say a very special thank you. When you were in Downing Street a few weeks ago, I introduced you to Prime Minister Netanyahu, and without thinking, I described you as my rabbi. It was a symbol of the impact that you've had on this country far beyond the Jewish community. Because over the past two decades, you have been not just a leader for Jewish people, but for all of us.
Hooray, Mr. Cameron! We caught you in just one more classic suck-up to those who put you in office. But be careful. One slip-up offending the Jews and your career's a done deal. In New York City, former students of Yeshiva University filed a $380 million lawsuit charging rabbis George Finkelstein and Macy Gordon with sexual misconduct. The suit contends that a massive cover-up of sexual abuse was facilitated for decades by administrators, trustees, and even the chancellor, Rabbi Norman Lamb, who suddenly resigned in light of the lawsuit. Both Finkelstein and Gordon, while denying the charges, fled to Israel, where Jewish criminals are safely sheltered. Now, there are three things that are impossible or nearly impossible in this life. For hell to freeze over, for a leopard to change his spots, and for a Jew to say, I'm sorry, I've sinned against God and man. Please forgive me. And in Israel, Holocaust Museum Yad Vashem, that halfway house into a political career in America, named Lois Gundin a righteous Gentile for saving Jewish children in France during the Holocaust. But sadly for Gundin, when it comes to being buried next to a Jew, her bone just ain't righteous enough. For at the same time Yad Vashem heaped all that righteousness on Gundin, Israel ruled that although non-Jews who fight with Israeli soldiers can be buried in some remote part of the same cemetery, they're forbidden to be buried next to a Jew. Righteous bones belong to Jews only. But for the Goyim, all those titles can never change those Goyish bones into holy ones. And that's the news for this week. It's good news for the Jews, but bad news for everyone else. See you next week for my next edition of Politically Incorrect Jewish News.